campaign trail. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden touting his work on reducing the budget deficit while addressing a crowd in Portland, Oregon, Saturday.
Folks, next time you hear the Republicans talk about big spending Democrats, remind them, Biden lowered the federal deficit last year by $350 billion and by $1 trillion this year. That's a fact.
Despite the budget deficit decreasing in the last 2 years, budget experts say the president's legislation policies will start impacting the fiscal economy in 2023. The president is backing Democrat Tina Kotek in Oregon's tight governor's race. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris praising the CHIPS and Science Act of 2022.
So much of the technology that we use every day requires semiconductors to actually help make those work. And ultimately, the CHIPS and Science Act is about making manufacturing in the United States more competitive and stronger.
The vice president speaking in Michigan at an event for the nonprofit Focus Hope. The CHIPS and Science Act increased semiconductor production in the U.S. Police in Stockton, California, announcing they've arrested a suspect in the murders of six people. Stockton Police Chief Stanley McFadden says the arrest of 43-year-old Wesley Brownlee Saturday was assisted by tips from the community.
As officers made contact with him, he was wearing dark clothing and had a mask around his neck. He was also armed with a firearm when he was taken into custody. We are sure we stopped another killing.
Authorities say Brownlee has a criminal record. It's unclear if the gun recovered Saturday is linked to the shootings. Number 6 Tennessee upsetting number 3 Alabama 52-49 Saturday. Chase McGrath kicking the game-winning field goal as time expired. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
We're learning more about the 15-year-old suspect in Thursday's Raleigh, North Carolina shooting that left at least five people dead. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
A woman who has kids that go to school with him say he and his brother, 16-year-old James Roger Thompson, kept to themselves and seemed depressed. The brother of the suspect was killed during the rampage. 34-year-old Mary Marshall was a bride-to-be out walking her dog. 52-year-old Nicole Connor's husband remembered his wife for being a good person and taking good care of her family. And Susan Karanitz leaves behind her husband and three boys ages 10 to 14 years old. There's been no mention of a motive, but according to the North Carolina DA, that suspect will be charged as an adult.
The suspect is in critical condition. A potential juror jailed for not wearing a mask. Fox's Samantha Liebman with the details.
Gregory Hahn simply refused to wear a mask when reporting for jury duty in Harnett County, North Carolina.
I never thought I would serve up to jury duty and end up behind bars, so it happened.
Hahn told his story to Tucker Carlson. He says there is no mask mandate in the state, county, or even the building, but was singled out by Judge Charles Gilchrist, who said he must wear one. Hahn refused.
I said, I'm not going to wear a mask. And he goes 24 hours in the Harnett County Jail.
Hahn says he was given an orange jumpsuit and toilet paper, not released until 2 the next afternoon.
It was the worst 24 hours of my life.
With the midterms less than a month away, Oregon Republican candidate for governor Christine Drazen tells Fox & Friends Weekend about the issues most important to voters.
It's homelessness, crime, education. Our schools were closed down longer than even California. Our students struggled through COVID, and now our test scores show they are not back. We need change in our classroom. We need change at the gas pump.
Oregon hasn't elected a Republican governor since the late 1970s. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.